From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Valentine's Day is upon us, and many a glass will be thrown into the fireplace with reckless abandon. But before you test your pitching arm, you might like to know whether drinking wine out of a particular vessel makes it taste better.
There's a lot more to the enjoyment of wine than just the wine. See the delights at epicstyle.com, like buffet plates that securely hold hors d'oeuvres and your wine glass using just one hand. See Epic Style's delightfully decorated champagne flutes, and of course, the wildly popular cork cages. EpicStyle.com is where you'll find creative and useful wine accessories and all you'll need for entertaining, even a huge assortment for under $25. EpicStyle.com. Once you visit, you'll never entertain without it.
Some folks only break out the fine crystal on occasions like Valentine's Day. Are you someone who has enjoyed more than a few glasses of wine poured into something other than a glass? Plastic cups? A Bota bag, perhaps? It's hard to argue the fact that there's something quite magical and elegant about swirling a fine burgundy around in a hand-blown Waterford crystal glass. But is there really a difference between crystal and glass in terms of the effect on wine? There is a bit of difference between the two in terms of chemistry. Some argue that the surface of crystal is rougher than glass, so it brings out more flavor. On the other hand, producers of fine glassware use the highest manufacturing standards and quality materials and will tell you that their glass truly accentuates the wine. In truth, the answer might be found in something entirely different. Actually, it's the shape of the drinking vessel that has the greatest effect on taste. In its most basic terms, small vessels with a narrow opening for white and big and wide for red. That was simple. Oh, and when all else fails, a red solo cup for emergencies. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.